Ask you to take your Bibles, turn with me to the book of Luke, chapter 10. Luke chapter 10. Luke chapter 10. I'd like to read verses 38 to 42. 38 to 42. I'm going to specifically look at verse 42, but we'll consider these passages. Luke 10, 38. Now, it came to pass, as they went, that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet, and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving, and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her, therefore, that she help me. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing's needful. Mary hath chosen that good part which shall not be taken away. The Lord had a very short, but a very striking conversation with a woman named Martha. Now, Martha had a sister named Mary, and Mary sat at the Lord's feet and heard his word. Martha, the scripture says, in verse 40, was cumbered about much serving. She was drawn away. She was distracted. That's what cumbered means. She was drawn off from hearing the word of the Lord, hearing the gospel. What she was doing is she was taken up and had everything on her mind to distract her from the Lord. Now listen what she was doing. The Lord was there. Now I'm just going to point this out. We don't have any indication for sure. I'm assuming that this was the same Martha and Mary who were the sisters of Lazarus. But the scripture doesn't say that. So I'm not going to say specifically that it is. We can assume it. The Lord knew them. He would invite it into their home, and it's probably, but the message is the same regardless. Concerning the Lord's dealings with these ladies, I think it was probably the same. I read the accounts and the other scriptures concerning these two women, and it appears as though that they were. And if it was them, it does specifically say that the Lord loved them. But his dealings with these ladies here indicate that they probably were. Now, here we find Martha, and what she's doing is she's wanting to make everything right. The Lord's there. She wanted to make sure the food's right. It's all prepared. She wants, and the house, this house got to be cleaned up. I got to have everything right, order. And what she was doing was not wrong. It wasn't that what she was doing was wrong. It's good to make preparation. That's what she was doing. But here's what the problem was. She was cumbered. She was distracted. She came to the Lord and she said, Lord, Do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Do you see all this stuff that needs to be done? Bid her, therefore, that she help me. Lord, obviously she's not sensitive enough to what's going on to recognize what I've got to do. Would you tell her? She'll listen to you. And the Lord said, and in verse 41, the double Martha, Martha, it was a mild rebuke. It was a loving rebuke. He wasn't angry. But he was going to bring something to her attention. He said, Martha, Martha, here's the problem. You're careful and troubled about many things. But one thing's needful. Mary's chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her. Now, I want to bring something out here that we need to all understand. Believers need to understand. This is not just an account about two sisters that are bickering. It's not just an account about two sisters and one of them's more responsible than the other. I want us to stop for just a second, and I'll be very short. This message right here to God's people by the Holy Spirit is given to reveal the struggle found within every believer between the flesh and the spirit. That's what this is all about. The Lord loved these women. He loved them. Now, for us to understand the message, listen to the words of our Lord. Here was Martha, and she was doing that which was right and honorable. But she was distracted by it from that which was the most needful. I mean, how many times do we find ourselves with things that need to be done? But when it comes to a point to where the one thing that's needful is pushed aside, then we need to understand that we've got a problem. He said, there's one thing needful. And it's revealed in verse 39. What was it? Here it is. She had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet. And here's what she did. She listened. What does the Lord have to say? She heard His word. She heard the gospel. She sat at the feet of the teacher. Here she was, a student. Now listen, this is what we're here for today. We're students. God's people are here listening attentively. Not to what Marvin has to say. If I have anything to say that's apart from these scriptures, then I'm just wasting our time. She knew that the Lord was God's prophet. She knew that. She was anxious to hear His word and learn from Him. Today we've got a blessed opportunity to hear the word of the Lord. There's a lot of places where you can hear history, spiritual history. I've said before, you take the story of the ark, Noah's ark. Did Noah get in the ark? Yes. He built an ark? Yes. Took him 120 years. Yes. Put animals in it. Yes. His wife, three sons, and their wives were in the ark too. Yes. It rained. Yes. 40 days and 40 nights. Yes. That's not the gospel. That's not the gospel. That's history. The gospel is concerning Christ. The ark was a type of Christ. Noah was a picture, a type of all God's elect, for whom God looked upon in grace and put him in Christ and rained out judgment upon this world because of their rebellion. And Noah was spared by the grace of God, being found in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it was nothing that Noah had done. Noah was just as wicked as anybody else. And God had mercy on him for Christ's sake. According to God's everlasting covenant of grace, that's the gospel. The rest of it's history. This is not just history. Here the Spirit of God has been merciful in telling us this is the way we are. Believers are Martha's and Mary's. There's two natures in every believer. And here we have an opportunity this morning to hear the gospel of God's sovereign and saving grace. I'm not here to give you lessons on how to live. I'm going to tell you about Christ. I'm going to tell you about God's prophets. How does the Lord speak? Jeremiah 3:15 says, I'll give you pastors according to mine heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding, expounding of the Scriptures. One thing is needful. Why? Because faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. We're all going to die. We're all going to stand before God. And I'm going to tell you in that day, there's one thing's going to be needful for the eternal security of your soul. What do you think about Christ? Not what you've done for Him. Not exercising your free will. Not man is a helpless, impotent sinner against God. Unless God does something for him he can't do for himself, he's going to perish. Tell me about him who has saved my soul in spite of me. And don't tell me anything's good about me. I know better. I know just enough about myself. Mary sat and listened to what he had to say. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. He that cometh to God must believe that He is. That He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. And whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call upon Him in whom they've not believed? How shall they believe in Him in whom they've not heard? And how are they going to hear without a preacher? There's one thing needful. Hear the gospel. Hear the gospel. Secondly, Mary had chosen that good part. That portion. Mary had chosen. Now let me tell you what the Lord just said. He said, I am the good part. Mary had chosen Christ. He's the sum and substance of the word that she heard. He's the portion. Why did she choose Him? Because He chose her first. You that know Him, did you come in your heart to Christ because you wanted to? After He made you willing in the day of His power, you did. I want to come. But He had to give me a new heart first. Mary has chosen that good part. Listen to Psalm 73:26. My flesh and my heart faileth. Doesn't every believer say that? My flesh and my heart faileth. But God is my strength. God is my rock. He's the rock of my heart, and He's my portion forever. He is the heavenly inheritance, portion of His people. For their eternal glory and happiness in Him. In other words, He is all and in all. Tell me about your salvation. You ask somebody to tell you about their salvation. If the first thing that comes out of their mouth is, well, I'm going to say, well, this conversation is going the wrong way. Here's a believer. That's where it starts. The Lord had mercy on me. When I didn't have enough sense to get out of the rain, God looked upon me in mercy. He stopped me on my road to Damascus. He arrested me. Graciously put me under the gospel and taught me. And lastly, the Lord said, it's not going to be taken away from her. This blessed desire was not from the power of her own flesh, but that which she desired to hear Him, to choose Him who had chosen her, to come to Him who came to her first, was divinely directed, influenced by the Spirit of God, according to God's good purpose and will. God chose her from before the foundation of the world that she should be holy and without blame before Him in love, in Christ. And now here she is manifesting the Lord's blessing upon her. How's that? She wants to hear what He has to say. Lord, I want to hear what You have to say. I don't want to be flowered with all kinds of accolades. Tell me one more time, Lord. Speak to my heart and tell me how You've loved me, kept me, not going to leave me. The Lord declared to His people, my sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life. They'll never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. One of these days we're going to know that in reality. Martha was cumbered with much serving. That's our flesh. I want to see somebody commend me for what I'm doing. Don't you see all this stuff I'm doing? Don't you see everything that I'm accomplishing? How about you give me a little help right here? She was distracted, cumbered. She had no mind for the best thing, the communion with the Lord. You that know Him, do you not see yourself cumbered? Have we not been cumbered even since we got here? Distracted. Thinking about things and mess and stuff. Anything to just take us away from the hearing of the gospel. I see it. Lord, I feel it. I feel the stress within. Serving's needful. But let us be careful. Satan entices the distraction. Let us be taught afresh today by God's Spirit. The one thing that's needful for my soul's rest I got a whole lot of things to distract me. I've got so much going on. There's so much going on within and without. I've got so much to take me away. I'm just sitting. I truly want to just sit and listen. Do you know how wonderful it is to rest? Just rest in Christ. I want that, don't you? Lord, bless the word to our heart for Christ's sake. Amen. All right, let's take